So this is kind of weird because I wasn't really even thinking about podcasts and what they are or what I will do with one or anything like that. But my daughter started one, so I wanted to hear hers. So of course, there I am making one. And now I feel like I want to respond to her. Marissa was speaking about friends, Mars on Earth. Friends, and I do have to say that her and I are a lot alike because I close myself off from the world as well. And I know that I do that because I'm the same way. You know, I can be around people and I'm just like, what is that stuff coming out of your mouth? Like, did you really just say that? You know, and people just, they really shock me with their ignorance a lot of times, their stupidity, or even just, and that's not, I don't mean to sound like I think I'm better than anybody. It's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the human element connecting with somebody and not judging others. But it seems like somebody's always judging others. And even I'm doing it. If you think about it, I'm doing it right now. I'm telling you that, you know, my time is valuable and I'm not going to spend it on people that are shitty, you know? I'm a little bit less eloquent, but it's very true. I mean, people are really just shitty. You know, they let you down and they stab you in the back and, you know, they say they're going to be there and then they're not. And then you're there for them, but sometimes you can't be, you know, sometimes you can't be. And you let them know and then they hold it against you. You know, when you've been there for them every single time you could be, but then when you can't, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, what did you turn out to be? And, you know, it's just hard. It's really hard to be forgiving to people. And I try to be forgiving to people. And that's why I still have a lot of my same old friends that I've always had. The friends that I've had, I've pretty much have had since elementary school. And I still talk to the same people. Some of them I don't get to talk to as often. And I think it's more because there's things that we need to talk about before we just, you know, act like nothing happened. And that's not saying that, you know, I need this apology or I'm going to give you this apology. It's just like, hey, we got to talk because, you know, and usually when that happens, my friends are so good and I am a good friend that we go right back to where we were before and we forgive each other and we get over it and we don't hold on to it and it goes on and on. But then, you know, something happens again where we don't see eye to eye and it's like there goes a period of time where we just stop talking to each other. And it makes me sad. I think that's what makes me the saddest is that I miss those people that I have that long-term relationship with rather than me missing like a lot of people in general. And you know, I've been through a lot of shit, like, lately. I mean a lot of shit. And if somebody, you know, thinks that, you know, they're above somebody else because they haven't blah, 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 whether it's have an addiction, have a mental illness, to be homeless, have a death in their family, you know, all of those things, you know, those have all happened to me in such a short period of time. And, you know, it's like, if somebody doesn't understand what it feels like to be in those shoes, they could be very judgmental to people, you know, and they can say stupid things that they shouldn't be saying, you know, if they don't understand it. And unless you've been through it, then you can understand it. And, you know, I understand like the poking fun and the little things that friends do to like just go out and just forget about the problems of the day. You know, I have some friends that I do that with, you know, that it's like, you know, I'm going to do this and we're just going to have fun together, you know, because you're important to me. And if I've been to your house, if I've been to your birthday party celebration, if I've been to any function that you've had, you're important to me. Even if we don't talk daily, you're important to me because I'm giving you my time to say, you are somebody I want to just have fun with today, you know? And maybe more. We will see. I hope for it to be more because I love people and I love to talk. That's why my daughter loves to talk. But the thing is that I'm not going to waste my time, you know, with people that are going to take my time away from me and it's going to suck, you know? It needs to be worth it. It needs to be worth it to me, and it needs to be worth me leaving my family for. It needs to be worth it leaving my house and my blog and my website, you know? It needs to be worth leaving all that. That's a lot. Now, if I take a break for you, you know, because I miss you and I want to see you and I want to laugh with you, you're worth it to me, you know? And then if I do it again, you did something right, you know? So I want to be that to you too, you know? I try, if I see people that I love, I get very excited. I know people get overwhelmed with it, you know? I hug you and I'll grab you and, you know, I get excited when I see people. Usually people bring out that in me. So people are good for me. They bring out all those great feelings that I need. They don't bring out anxiety. They don't bring out anger or sadness. When I see people, you know, usually it's a good thing. It brings out the let's have fun, you know what I mean? And I'm usually the last person to leave your house. I'm usually the one you got to say, okay, Michelle, I gotta go to bed now, you know? But I really just, I give my energy to you because you are giving me your energy and I am getting that energy from you. So I know people and friends are important. They really are. I think that the older I get, you know, we all get more selective and we all change and we are going to change more. We're going to continue to change and evolve and just become a different person who is being created within us because of circumstances, people around us, you know. There are some people who I love when we are together, but when they're around other people, oh, hell no. That person becomes like somebody obnoxious, somebody I couldn't stand, you know. And it's weird how, like, I know all these things about certain people and, you know, and I can tell, like, you know, okay, I'll see them, you know, as long as, you know, their entourage isn't there, you know, or that group of entourage or whatever. But I'm very honest, you know, I'm very honest with people and I'm very honest with myself, because if you're not honest with yourself, then you are going to be miserable, you know? So I know it seems a little uncomfortable when we soul search, but I think it's the best thing ever. And I think that we need to continue to do that throughout our life. So awesome job, Marissa, for soul searching and, you know, reevaluating, you know, even the people. We need to reevaluate people in our life, and maybe we'll let them back in. Maybe our time with them is done. But for my friends out there that are there for me, and I know I'm bad at answering the phone. I'm not a phone person. I don't even like talking on the phone. I like to see people. I like to see faces. Thank you for putting up with my shitty phone ways, you know. But you know I'm going to text you. You know I will. And the other thing is thank you for putting up with, you know, I guess not putting up with, but keeping me elevated during the hard times I've been through. And I hope I do that for you, because I know that one important thing with friends is laughing. And I'm not just talking about ha 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 ha. I am talking about laughing your butt off. And guess what? If you're my friend, we laugh our butts off together. Ain't that the truth? Yes, it sure is. So, you know, thank you for that. Thank you for giving me that I need so bad. I love you, friends.